and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Hello, friends, and welcome. What a weekend of shows it was. Actually, I got loads of vindication.
You got loads of vindication.
Yeah, wow. People were texting and agreeing with me about things, and I love that. When that happens, yeah. Because usually when I share my opinion, everyone just tears me apart and calls me a dickhead. So it is wonderful when for once people actually agree with me. You really just stick out, Kira, I have to say. So that was nice. Sorry, what were you going to say, Kira? My apologies.
Yeah, I was like, really? Really? Maybe you got one text message.
No, Kira, I got several. I had an legions of followers that now agree with me. I'm going to start a cult. That's my plan.
Talking about Christmas parties, and Chris doesn't like Christmas parties, and that we were chatting about Bonankai in Japan, which is a Japanese drinking party that takes place at the end of the year and is generally held among groups of co-workers or friends. A survey in Japan revealed that many people find it utter torment, I think was the exact quote.
that was what really resonated with me, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel so sorry for the Japanese workers that would feel that way. And also we were chatting about the top 10 Christmas songs that are dangerous to listen to when you're driving, and you will not believe what is number one.
I know, right. As well as that, on Sunday, we were discussing the proposal in an Australian council that cats will have to wear leads when they're outside. If you have a cat and you have it outside, you have to essentially bring it for a walk like a dog, and you can't just have your cats roaming around the place. Kira and I guess we'll say, teased out maybe some of the implications of trying to enact such legislation and such enforcement. But look, as well as that, we were also discussing the fact that Kira, and I hate to revel in it, but Kira shared with us that she is in a Christmas funk, because usually Kira is very good at choosing presents for people. Like, she's dead on accurate with it. However, this year she is having a bit of trouble finding inspiration, and I'm loving it because my Christmas presents are always irredeemably rubbish. Like, I get people absolute garbage, in fairness, and don't know how to do any better. So I'm glad that for once you'll be down at my level, Kira. You know, rather than trying to go up to your level, I'm just happy to drag you down to mine. Isn't it terrible? Mm-hmm. But look, that
and
is
all I didn't for. Learn anything, nor did I get any inspiration, so I'm still in the funk.
No, we all just piled on, which was great and didn't help you at all, which is fantastic.
But maybe I'll just buy everybody leads for their cats.
Yes, that's what we'll all need, because I can tell you something. I'd imagine if this is a success in Australia, it's obviously going to sweep the world.
Obviously not going to be a success, because I don't know, has that person ever met a cat? But anyway.
You never know, Kira. But anyway, listen, all of that and more, here we go.
Chris, have you put up your Christmas decorations yet?
Absolutely not. No.
I did.
Why?
Last night.
What are you doing?
And
last
you know
night.
What? Yeah, I put up my tiny, I've got a little mini Christmas tree, and I put decorations on it, and I put lights on my window. And do you know what, Chris? I did feel instantly better.
Really?
Yes, I did. The place just felt cozier and warmer. And I was like, do you know what? Instead of being a Grinch and a bah humbug, you know, can't beat it, join it kind of type of thing.
Wow.
And I've got my little Christmas decorations out. I know, right? Because usually I wait until like the 10th or after the 10th. But I just thought, you know what? I'm going to embrace it. And I'm much happier for it.
Really?
So, yeah.
No. Oh,
genuinely.
God, no. Because if you put them up too early, you get sick of them.
That's what you'd think, right? But I can't see that happening to me for the month of December.
Oh, no, I'm totally different. So I have two Christmas decorations, right? We're on this now for a second, Kieran. I must explain this to you now that we're here. I have two Christmas decorations. I have a fake tree that has the lights already built into it that you just plug in. And I have this weird Christmas gnome thing. And I enjoy the Christmas gnome.
Oh my God, you're painting a really sad picture.
But anyway. After about 2 or 3 weeks,
you
the Christmas
the gnome,
he starts to really annoy me. And like, I actually get sick of looking at him. So I can only... The Christmas gnome is, you know the way when you're at Christmas, you meet family or whatever, or friends or relatives you don't really like.
I just have a picture of you and the Christmas gnome sitting on your couch watching TV and you getting irate with this
gnome. It's kind of like that. So I can only tolerate the gnome for 2 to 3 weeks maximum. That's it. And then I have to get rid of him and not see him again for a year. But that's why I haven't put up any Christmas decorations yet. Literally, my Christmas box is the saddest thing ever.
Oh,
there's a
dear.
Fake Christmas tree in it, and there's a Christmas gnome in it. And
which surprises me, because you're the sort of guy that would spend €10 on a pre-carved pumpkin for Halloween, so...
I have a pre-carved Christmas tree, let's put it that way. The tree already has all the lights in it. Oh, it's perfect. Anyway, enough of me and my Christmas gnome. See, I'm annoyed even thinking about him now. Yeah. I still don't know how this works, but apparently Kira has a list of the most dangerous Christmas songs.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
So these are dangerous while I'm driving, or just to listen to in general while doing any activity? Or is this if I'm in the car
These are dangerous while you're behind the wheel, basically. So a recent study, it was conducted by the National Library of Medicine. They found that songs...
Do they not have something better to be doing? The National Library of Medicine. Could they not be trying to cure cancer or something? The most dangerous songs. God almighty.
Anyway,
all right, yeah,
they have found that songs over 120 beats per minute are linked with increased dangerous driving, inflating the risk of road accidents.
Okay, so it's to do with the beats per minute of, or the BPM, as we might call it in the industry,
BPM,
Kira,
of the song.
Okay, because that makes you go faster. Okay, fair enough, I get it.
So I want to start with some good news, though, okay?
Yes.
Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues is one of the safest festive songs to listen to while driving. Okay?
I'd have to imagine so. That is a very low tempo. That is, you're not going to be speeding along while you're listening to that. No. Okay, fair enough. That's good news, because that is the best song.
Yeah, I want to start. So that has 78 beats per minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
enough. They've broken it down into the different songs and the different beats per minute, which I find fascinating, because it's not something that you really think about. Chris, will I go through the top 10 Christmas songs that have been voted or found scientifically to be the most dangerous to listen to?
Okay, let's finish on the most dangerous, though, because I want a bit of suspense here. I cannot imagine what the most dangerous Christmas song is, but give me some of the most
dangerous. You better buckle up there, buddy, because you won't believe it. Okay.
Oh my God,
number
all right.
Number 10
sure.
on the list, coming in at 129 beats per minute, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Okay.
Which I just think is a weird Christmas song. Anyway, at number 9, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Jeez, I wouldn't be blazing down the motorway to that. Like, that's not exactly going to make me cruise with the top down and
This is a song that everyone loves. Wizards, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. That's 140 beats per minute. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Chris, 142 beats per minute. Frank Sinatra is on this list as well with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Sorry,
143.
Before you go any further, this is like listening to the most disturbing chart show ever. Might kill you while you're driving, Frank Sinatra. Great. He's down 4 places this week, so number 4 is most likely to kill you. Sorry, very odd. All right, who's at number 3? Is that where we're at? Or are we at number 5?
No, we're at number 5.
5 on the list of Christmas songs that are the most dangerous to have in your car. Go ahead, Kira.
We have John Lennon and Yoko Ono with Happy Christmas, War Is Over. That's 146 beats per minute. Number 4 is Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, 147 beats per minute. At number 3, coming in at number 3. We
coming
have
in at number 3.
Dad.
Yeah.
149 beats per minute. Okay, here we go. The top 2.
Yeah.
She Is the Queen of Christmas.
Oh.
Some say Christmas doesn't even start before this song.
Oh, no.
It's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh,
150
no.
beats per minute.
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. That song might actually make me just drive off the road, because I hate this song.
Do you?
Oh, my God. I would stop the car and I would get out of the car. Oh, once this starts, I get PTSD. I get shivers.
Why?
It reminds me of every awful Christmas party.
You need to
it
relax.
Reminds me. No. It's awful. Yeah, if this came out, I'd be like, no,
you're
getting out of the car. Get out. Stop the car, please. And I would just get out.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just
oh, my God.
All
right, so if this isn't the most dangerous. What?
Okay, we need to have a conversation about how much you hate that song, because I feel like there's all the stuff going on there. But anyway, we'll talk after the show.
We need to
number
unpack
one,
that,
Chris.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I need to unpack all of what you just said there.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Okay.
The most dangerous Christmas song to listen to while you're driving.
Yes.
Is Frosty the Snowman, coming in at 172 beats per minute.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Who the hell? Why would you be like blazing along the motorway blasting Frosty the Snowman?
I'm so sorry. It's a lighthearted jingle. It's a favorite amongst
Frosty
children.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
This is going to make me drive too fast, isn't it? More likely to get me into an accident.
And two eyes made out of coal.
What does the survey say about this?
It says it's 172 beats per minute, and it's got a pace which has been linked to more stressful temperaments in drivers.
I see. I'd take this over Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
That old silk hat they found for when they...
Right.
Is this like a Beyoncé thing again? Is it because everyone loves Beyoncé, you don't like Beyoncé? Everyone loves All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, so you don't like it?
No, I'll tell you what it is. I can literally tell you what it is, and I'm pretty sure this is related to something you're talking about later on in the show. I hate Christmas parties. I hate them.
Well,
and
I would say you've been delighted for the last 2 years. And so,
I have,
Chris.
Yeah. I really have, yeah. I absolutely have. I've been thrilled. But Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is always played like 10 times at every Christmas party. So now all I think about with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is Christmas parties I don't want to be at. So
gotcha. Okay.
That is why. And that is why I dislike it. It's nothing against Mariah Carey. Yas Queen, I love Mariah Carey, etc. However, not that song.
Gotcha.
Frosty the Snowman, though, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that was likely to make you a more kind of, we'll say, careless driver as a result of just getting so into Frosty the Snowman. You know?
I think it's more like, well, it's beats per minute, which is 172.
Sure.
And also, it's a song about a snowman. Do you know what I mean?
Guys, please, I'm vibing to Frosty the Snowman. Let me lose myself here and there. And the children say... Oh, God, enough. All right. It's very exciting. It's very tense. Earlier on, of course, we asked you to text in when you heard the Westlife song, or what a Westlife song, and the Westlife song, of course, was Starlight. So, how about this? They have to answer when we ring them back. I still think 10 rings is very generous, but let's ring them right now. And someone entered, I'm sure. And if they answer... No ring yet. Okay, a ring. They are ringing.
Okay, here we go.
They have to answer to win the tickets. If they don't answer, we will move on to somebody else. And quite frankly, God, I will really be very disappointed.
Hello?
Hey, just so you know, you're live on the radio, so don't swear or anything like that, okay?
Hello.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who are we chatting to?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew, and how are you today?
Pretty good.
Matthew, can I ask you a question? Looking at your calendar for the next year, for the 2022 year, do you have any plans as of yet for the 9th of July? Is the 9th of July available?
Yeah, the 9th of July should be fine.
Great, should be fine. Okay, great. Thank you,
okay,
Matthew.
Okay, so that's, hypothetically, that's if you were to win Westlife tickets, who would you bring to Westlife with you?
So I'd be taking my partner because she's a bigger Westlife fan than myself.
Matthew, okay, can I ask you a question? I know what's going on here. Did she basically ask you to text and say, I'm not going on the radio, will you talk on the radio instead of me? Is that what... Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what happened. I can hear her laughing. All right. Okay. Now at least we know what's going on here, Kira. So who is the actual winner of the Westlife tickets, Matthew? What is her name?
So it would be Trina.
Trina, right. Okay.
Trina, okay. I'd love to... Who is your favourite member of Westlife? Are they all your favourite, Trina?
Shane.
You like Shane.
Matthew,
yeah.
Who's your favourite member of Westlife?
I suppose I'll go with the same.
Yeah, Shane. Me too. Well, sorry, we have to go with Nikki Byrne, of course, don't we? Yeah. Course,
we have absolutely. To go with Nikki, yeah.
Of course, absolutely. Well, listen, Matthew and Trina, I hope you guys have a wonderful time seeing Shane in the flesh on the 9th of July at their tour next year. So listen, thanks for coming on. What were you going to say?
So I was just going to say, if Matthew had played it cooler, he could have used this as a Christmas present. That's all I'm saying. But anyway.
Oh, that is true, actually.
Sorry.
Well, they're already bought, so...
God, look at you. You're very on the ball. You've already bought all your Christmas presents to Perry.
For her, anyway.
Good man,
Matthew.
Jesus, boyfriend of the year here. Fair play.
Oh, well, okay, Chris, go easy there now.
Trina, do you have Matthew's presents?
Of course. All right. I had it bought months ago.
No, she doesn't. All right, listen, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you all for coming on. There we go, Kira. That's Matthew and
that's
Trina.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That'll be a really nice night out for them in July as well.
Absolutely. Okay.
And Matthew has how many months to learn all the words to all the Westlife songs?
He can become a huge Westlife fan in the meantime.
Exactly.
He can go through their whole back catalogue. It'll be amazing.
Chris, what would traditionally be a month of partying across the world,
yes.
You know, because of Christmas parties and whatnot, and obviously because of the current state of things, I'd imagine there's a lot of Christmas parties that aren't happening this year, but not everyone in Japan is looking forward to observing a time-honoured tradition of drinking and eating. They actually have a name for it. So December usually marks the start of Bonankai. So it's forget the year. So it's Bonankai party season.
So they forget the previous year and look forward to the new year, is that it?
Yeah, so when men and women who spend hours together in the workplace then get together for an evening of, you know, drinking and communication and all the frivolities that go with, you know, a Christmas night out or whatever.
So they basically have their own version of a Christmas party for this idea of their forget it, saying goodbye to one year and welcoming another. And they do that throughout December as well, just like we're doing. So they're all out having their Christmas parties in December too. Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. So obviously, there's been a dramatic decline in COVID cases in Japan, and it means the bars and restaurants are again fully open for business. So in an attempt to kind of see the mood of the nation or get the feel of the mood of the nation, a newspaper asked online readers to share their thoughts on Bonankai season and found that many would be mounting a silent protest when they were supposed to go out with their colleagues and crucially their bosses. 11% said it was absolutely a necessity, whereas more than 60% of respondents believed that after hour parties were unnecessary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When can we start making that the norm? Oh my God, I love it. Yas Queen. Yas Japan.
I actually think that that kind of has become the norm unbeknownst to ourselves over the last 2 years, you know.
That's only because a deadly virus that can kill you is flying around the place. Let me tell you something. If we ever do get rid of COVID, I know this stuff is all going to come back with a vengeance. This stuff is going to come back extra hard. Oh my God, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, Chris. I don't know. Oh, one of the people who was surveyed by this newspaper described Bonankai as nothing but utter torment.
That's how I feel about Christmas parties. Nothing but utter torment.
So you keep on saying this, and I want to refer back to something that you said earlier on in the show, that when you listen to All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, yes, it reminds you of Christmas parties. Chris, you never came to any Christmas party that I was ever at. So I'm not quite sure what parties you went to, but they definitely weren't work Christmas parties because you never showed up.
So I think we've been in RT for 8 years. I think I went to one. And we used to
Is
work in
it?
Another
was
radio station.
Enough?
No, we used to work in another radio station. And I went to two or three of those. And by that stage, by the two or three of those and then the one here, that was my Christmas party career over.
You
I was
were
like,
done.
I'm retiring. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm retiring from the going to Christmas parties game. And I just have not gone since. Like, Kira even wants us to go out for drinks, like if it's possible at all for December. And I'm already
we won't be able to.
No, I don't think we will. But Kira was suggesting, oh, you know, me, you, broadcast coordinator, Adam, and all. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. No way. That is the last thing I'm doing.
Whatever about me? You wouldn't even do it for Adam.
I would do it less for Adam.
Okay. Poor Adam.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. So the tradition of Bonankai in Japan, people are not looking forward to it this December.
With one man describing it as, did you say utter torture or utter torment?
Utter torment.
Utter torment. Yes. Hanging out with Kieran, broadcast coordinator Adam, is utter torment. Very important that we read this text. Someone says, I'm with Chris. The thoughts of hanging out with the teachers in my school, watching our evil principal play Mr. Cool Guy, I'd rather get whipped.
That's very dramatic, but anyway.
Whipped is very specific as well.
It's very
specific,
right?
That is a very specific niche thing that you would rather have happen to you. By the way, as well, don't put your name on a text like that, girl. And your location. That is a bad idea. I'm leaving both of those off for your sake, okay? Someone else says, good man, Chris. Christmas parties are tedious and fake. It's just a load of pretending to like each other. Yes, agreed. Someone else says, Chris, I totally agree with you, and not just about Christmas parties. The thoughts of having to go out after work fills me with utter dread. Don't get me wrong, I like my colleagues, but not after work. Thank you for saying it first. And that's from Michelle.
Like,
yes,
Chris
Michelle
was the first person ever to say that he didn't like Christmas parties.
Many
Please.
Brave people have gone before me. Rosa Parks,
okay,
Dr. Martin
right.
Luther King.
Yes, Chris. Yes.
And now I am one of the first to say things, as Michelle has pointed out. And you know, Michelle, it takes a lot of bravery to say what I said. And you're absolutely right. And I appreciate you acknowledging that and honoring me for that. Thank you. There we go. All right. Anyway, it's enough of that. How about this? On the way for you, we have music from Chasing Abby, from Coldplay and BTS, and we will be playing our quiz of the week. Do not go
BTS.
Anywhere. Yes. What? Yeah.
Wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's Coldplay and BTS is my universe.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you been following Park Jimin's fashion, by the way? He was photographed outside an airport recently. I told you that, and the internet lost its mind.
Yeah.
It's because he looked gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Have you checked him out from any pap photos since? Are you?
No, Chris. No. I haven't come across any online. No.
All right. Well, we'll have a look at that as well while these ads are going on. How about this? We'll listen to some ads, Kira, and we'll look up BTS pictures. Becca Gorman, you got that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, very good.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's great.
It is a really nice song. It took me a while to get it, but eventually I got there, like most things.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Kira. I thought you'd get it right away.
Did you see how much help I had to give Rebecca? It was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
No,
I didn't realise this was Becky and Chris gang up on Kira Day. But
I love when a caller criticises Kira. It's one of the best things that happens on the show. Everybody loves it, Kira. Focus groups have shown it's really popular when that happens. All right. Becca, what are you doing today? Where are you in the world?
I'm out in Leopardstown. I'm very boring. I'm working on an assignment for college.
Oh, right.
And what's the assignment?
I'm public policy. It's awful. Political theory, essay. Like,
oh,
if you
God.
Can give me
What's
an
the title of the assignment?
A normative analysis. And my topic is on universal basic income.
Oh, you know, UBI is actually really interesting, though, because
please, Chris.
No, it is, because of, like, automation and all that. They're basically saying the jobs are going to be eliminated, and they're going to have to think of a way of basically giving a universal basic income to everyone. Isn't that the kind
everyone.
Of...
Everyone. So, like, around, like, €1,000 a month, and you don't have to work. You don't, you know, there's no...
Sure, it's not like a form of social welfare. It's just literally your basic amount to live on per month, and they're saying because of the fact that, you know, there'll be less jobs, or that jobs will certainly change in profile, that they're going to have to give this... That's great!
Chris,
I'd take that.
You should do my essay for me.
How many words is it, Becca?
Sorry?
How many words is it?
Around 5,000.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay, no. Well, can you use this as a quote? Can you quote Chris in your essay? Can we pad it out a bit for you?
Yeah. Yeah, can we pad it out with quotes from me, maybe? That would be fantastic.
You're a known theoretical thinker, you know?
I am like one of the great thinkers of our time, Becca. That is absolutely correct. Citing me
is... I don't want to inflate your ego any more than it is right now.
No, Becca, that's perfectly okay. You're allowed to cite me in academic papers. I'm seen as a very legitimate source of academic commentary. Do you know what I mean? It's fine.
Do you know what is a huge source of academic commentary? Is our quiz of the week, guys.
Don't you want to discuss public policy more, Kira? Is that not what we should be doing? All right, listen, let's get down to business.
Chris and Kira's quiz of the week.
How this is going to work is Becca is on the phone with us. She has taken a few minutes out of her 5,000-word assignment on public policy to play our quiz of the week. So there are five questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. Becca, if you get 4 out of 5 questions right, you will win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit, a €50 voucher for you and a €50 voucher for a friend. You could just keep, of course, the whole €100. I mean, how would anyone ever know? But you seem like an honest and decent person, so I don't imagine you'll do that. However, you still need to get these 4 out of 5.
Okay, are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're starting off with a very academic one. Hollywood star Channing Tatum has confirmed that which movie is set for a third installment this week? Is it A, Magic Mike? Is it B, Mini Mike? Or is it C, Major Mike?
It's Magic Mike.
It is Magic Mike. I do like that movie. And I can't quite put my finger on why.
Have you seen the second one?
No, I haven't seen the second one.
Are you going to catch up on the second one before you watch the third one?
I probably will have to, Chris. Yeah,
okay. Me, you and Becca will sit down. We'll get up to speed so that we can all watch the third one.
It's
and
a good
be
Christmas
like,
movie.
It is,
know,
yeah. No,
family.
It is. Really is, yeah.
It's
all
real
right.
Feel good, yeah.
It
I'm
is.
Sorry, okay. Next question.
Your next question, Becca. Who won the FAI Cup final last Saturday between Bohemians and St. Pat's Athletic?
Sunday.
Was it? Hey, thank you, Kira. This is how bad I am at sport. I read the question wrong, even when it was just about sport. All right, here's your three options. Was it A, Bohemians? Was it B, St. Pat's Athletic? Or was it C, Shamrock Rovers? Becca, what do you think? Who won?
I think it was St. Pat's.
Yes, it was.
Well done.
Well done.
Okay, well done. Okay, your third question. Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Well, look, we can guess this one out, okay? I'm Celeb came back on air this week. Why did it have to take a break for a few nights? Was it A, the celebs went on strike? B, the celebs were so hungry they ate Anton Deck? Or C, the set was badly damaged in a storm?
Oh, I wish they ate Anton Deck, but I think it's C.
It is C. Storm Arwen came in and got rid of their tech tent, their main hub for actually doing the show. So there you go. So they came off air. Anyway, right.
You're on 3 out of 3, Becky. You're doing very well here. Let's keep this going. Okay. Rihanna was awarded a national honor from whom this week? Was it A, the United States? Was it B, Barbados? Or was it C, France?
Barbados.
Yeah, it was.
It was Barbados.
What did she get? I didn't see this.
She got some high achievement award I think. But also there was rumors swirling around the internet this week that herself and ASAP Rocky were having a baby.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I didn't know they were even going out. I'm very...
Chris, I've told you so many times about
Rihanna
and ASAP
Rocky. I don't believe you though when you say it, because it just sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds like you're lying or you're inauthentic, Kira, when you say it. I don't believe you celeb goss when it comes to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
So,
but
out of all the things I'd lie about, you think that I'd lie about celebrity gossip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry about this, Becca.
I think you'd lie about everything. And I think you'd lie about what a good source of academic commentary I am for Becca to do her essay. Here's another thing I think you'd
lie. Oh, Becca. Right. Your final question. Why was Ralph Rangnick happy this week? Is it A, because he's the new manager of Man United? Is it B, is it because he managed to avoid being the new manager of Man United? Or C, he's just that type of guy, a happy-go-lucky fella?
Oh, good. I have no idea who that lad is, but I think A sounds the most.
Yes, you are correct. He is the new manager of Manchester United. Poor Ole. Anyway, there you go. 5 out of 5. Well done. And you know what? You deserve this so much because obviously you've got 5,000 words ahead of you. What are you going to get as a takeaway?
Well, actually, as I speak, we're arranging, our friends are coming over this evening, probably for a last hurrah.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
So probably get like an Indian or something. That's always handy for a bigger group.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Good. That's Becca, how many words are you into of the 5,000 words?
Oh, I don't want to say, just in case my lecturers are listening. I haven't had the best start yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this will keep me going.
Okay, brilliant. All right, well, listen, Becca, get to it. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Best of luck with your essay.
That's Becca, Kira.
She's cool.
Yeah, she was. I hope that my quotes make it into her final like draft of the assignment. I hope I get in there. Kira was telling me we have an absolutely incredible track of the week this week to finish the show with.
It's called Are You Single? Uh-huh. It's by Georgia G. It's really exciting. She is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter from Malahide in Dublin. She's been writing songs for as long as she can remember. She takes inspiration for the likes of Lady Gaga, Sister Sledge. She's currently studying songwriting, so this girl knows what she's doing. And when I say that I have this on repeat in my kitchen, I'm not lying to you. It's... And I hate to say this, but it's a bop, Chris.
Kira, you say that. If it's a bop, then it's a bop.
It's a bop.
All right, well, listen, this is our brilliant track of the week. It's brand new Irish music. That's what we're going to finish the show on. A big thanks as well to producer Jonathan, to broadcast coordinator Adam. Big thanks to you, I guess, as well, Kira, for doing the
and
radio
to
show.
You.
All right, then, here we go.
You ready?
Listen up.
Chris and Kira's
track of the week.
I mean, I liked I whip my hair back and forth too, but this is
this
a great
is
departure.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very,
it is,
very
yeah.
cool.
I like her whole back catalogue. This, I Whip My Hair, I mean, I'm feeling it all. Anyway,
I
Hi,
loved
everyone.
I Whip My Hair.
So did I. That was a banger.
It was
that
a
was
really good track.
Absolute banger. Anyway.
Chris and Kira
on 2FM.
There must be something I'm missing with this story. Kira was saying this to me and I was thinking, no, this can't be it. This has to be a reductive version of the proposal. There is no way they're proposing this in
this
Australia.
This is a quote from a counsellor in Australia. In the 1970s, dogs would roam our streets, and I expect roaming cats will also become a thing of the past.
Okay. And how are they going to combat this roaming
Chris,
of cats?
They're planning to ban cats outside unless they are on a lead.
Yes. Great.
So there's planned changes to laws in Fremantle in Western Australia, and it could see felines prohibited from all council-owned areas, including roads, verges, bushlands.
So if I owned a cat in Australia and I wanted to let him or her out to roam for a while, I couldn't. I'd essentially have to bring the cat for a walk in the same way that we would bring a dog for a walk.
Yeah, and like I don't understand this. It defeats the purpose of a cat, by the way, can I just say? And I truly believe that dogs obviously belong on a lead when they're out and about, okay?
Yeah,
I
sure.
Do.
Yeah.
But this is to protect wildlife and remove the risk of cats being hit by cars. But why now? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, like, sure. No, there's a lot to digest with this proposal from Councillor Aidan Lang, who has tabled this motion and would like to see the cats on a lead. Can I just say something as well, though? Kira, I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever interacted with a cat. Aidan Lang, I don't know if you've ever interacted with a cat. They are not going to be particularly pleased about having a harness and a lead put on them. Generally, cats aren't really interested in that type of behaviour, I've noticed.
No. Cats don't seem to be interested in any type of behaviour bar their own behaviour. You know, they don't care about humans. They don't care about anything, cats. They just live in their own little cat world.
That's why I love cats. That's why I identify with cats, because I'm basically a cat. I'm a human cat, which I think is fantastic. But they're not going to... People don't get this. Dogs have been like bred over the last 10,000 years to want our approval as people. Mm-hmm. So that's why they run around when they see a human and they wag their tail and they jump up on you and all that. Because they've been designed to do that over thousands of years. Cats were never designed to do that. Putting a cat on a lead is like... It's like trying to put a fox on a lead, or like trying to put a badger on a lead. Cats are wild animals. Even if you have them as a pet, they're not going to be able to socialize the way a dog does.
Don't get me wrong, Chris. I think if I was walking down the street and I saw a cat on a lead, I'd say to myself, oh, that's really cute. There's a cat on a lead.
I would ring the police if I saw somebody with a cat on a lead. Be like, this is a very disturbing sight. I don't know what's going on here.
But this councillor stands by the fact that this is about protecting the wildlife of Australia, and it's also about helping to keep people's cats safe from cat fights or getting hit by cars.
I see. And that's how we're going to do it. We're going to take the cat for a walk. Right,
but
so we'll have an indoor cat.
He gave a presentation to the Fremantle Council about why cat owners should keep their pets at home.
But as in, keep them at home, but then if you want to go for a walk with them, put them on a harness and a lead, and then you can bring them out. All right, okay. Sounds good. Sounds fantastic.
I just feel he had a really bad situation with the cat.
Genuinely, and this isn't me trying to be facetious, I don't know if he owns any cats or has ever met a cat, because this is
not going to be
the most practical solution.
No, I actually feel that he has, though. I feel like there's a cat in his neighbourhood, and the cat has just been raining terror on him, and he just went to the council and was like, that's it, we're banning cats outside. Because where would you come up with this idea in your head? Like, I'll give you an example. I'm a bird mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Kira actually
refers
protective.
By the way, Kira refers to herself as that non-ironically when we're not on air. Kira actually calls herself a bird mother. That's not a joke. Yes.
So there was one day that I came out and one of my little birds was dead. It was a cat. Yeah, and it was a cat that got my bird, okay?
Okay.
Now, anytime I see that cat, I make sure to shoo him away from my windowsill where the birds congregate or whatever. Yeah. But I'm also aware of the facts of life, actually, and the facts of animal life. And that's what animals do.
Sure.
Do you know?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, absolutely. But
I wouldn't go to a council and call for all cats to be put on leads. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like a cat did this guy wrong.
Yeah, definitely. This
and
guy's
out for revenge.
Yeah, this guy's arch nemesis is a cat. Like,
yes.
Some local cat that he hates. And he's like, oh, there's that cat again. And he's like, I need to use my position in the council to in some way disrupt that cat's life.
Exactly.
And this is what he's come up with. Oh, 100%. I agree with you. This is an absolute rivalry this man has with his cat. But anyway, we will both, Kira, I'm sure, as will international media, watch this proposal with great interest. We will keep everybody updated on the outcome of this proposal and where it goes and whether or not it actually may come into effect, and there may be a lead order on the cat.
Can you imagine people putting leads on their cats? I just can't.
No, something tells me this might be shot down. Like, if this has to go to a vote or something of that nature, something tells me this mightn't make it through all of that, but we will keep you updated nonetheless. What is it? Macklemore had another kid recently?
He did, a little baby boy, okay. Chris.
And I was saying, hey, Kira, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Because I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah.
Okay, is he worth a follow on Instagram? Should I check him out?
I think he's cool.
Yeah, fair enough. By the way, Kira and I are on Instagram. You should give us a follow. Can't believe we don't like use all the free advertising we could be doing on here. But anyway, go on, look for us on there. We're amazing follows, by the way. Kira's always announcing all of her births and pregnancies. There's nine children Kira has had, and you can see all of them right on there on her Instagram. It's incredible. And there's just pictures of me sitting inside on my own on my computer. That's mine. Do you know what I mean? We're quite the stereotype. Let's call somebody back right now. You know how this works. If they don't answer, they don't win. And we will move on to somebody else. And that'll be the end of it. And I really don't want to do that close to Christmas.
Come on.
I think hi. Just so you know, you're on the radio, so don't swear or anything, all right?
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Who are we chatting to?
Padraig Duff.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good, yourself?
I'm good, yeah, and I'm good. It's a beautiful day out, and I'm very happy because we're potentially going to give away Westlife tickets to somebody on the show. Are you a Westlife fan yourself, Pork?
Sure, I would be, I suppose, yeah.
Pork, is this like yesterday, the girlfriend or something got you to text in and you're the one now that has to answer the phone? Is that it?
Well, no, she texted it off my phone.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay. Girls, why are you afraid
can
to
I
get
ask,
on the
why
mic?
Do women do this? Like, why is it that, like, it's always the lad on the phone dutifully going, no, the girlfriend texted in, no, and I'm here talking. Like, I appreciate you, Pork, and you're perfectly entitled to be here. I just feel like, why do you have to shoulder all the work? Do you know what I mean?
What is your girlfriend
goes,
called?
Yeah, it's the way it goes. Yeah.
Pork, what is your girlfriend called?
Abby.
Is she there?
Abby. And is Abby there?
She's right beside me, yeah.
I feel she should have to do a bit of work here. Abby, can you get on the phone for a second?
Yeah, I can get her now.
Yeah, come on now. Like, I mean, for God's sake.
Abby, hi.
Poor Pork having to do all the work. God
good,
almighty.
We're good. Were you afraid to come on with myself and Chris?
Sorry?
Were you afraid to come on with myself and Chris?
Oh, no, I entered as well there.
Abby, can I ask you a question?
Oh, okay.
Why don't people like me? What is it about me that makes people just not want to talk to me and pass the phone to somebody else in the room? I just really don't get it. But no, I see what you're saying. You also entered on your phone. Trying to hedge your bets. I mean, good strategy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Abby, you're a huge fan of Westlife, are you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them before?
Years ago when I was like 10.
Okay.
Oh, so this
so you're
be
due,
very,
you're
very
due now.
Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you're listening, you're due seeing Westlife again. Can I ask, are you free by any chance on the 9th of July? Are you and Pork free? Do you think you'd be able to make it to.
Of course we are.
Excellent. Well, then listen, put that in the calendar. You and Pork are on the way. Thanks for coming on, Abby.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. Why is it the lads always get thrown the phone then when we
so
ring?
It's so funny. Yeah. That actually. That's very interesting, isn't it? But anyway, absolutely delighted for Pork and Abby. That's brilliant. They will be heading along to see Westlife on the 9th of July.
Right, apparently, I love this as well. For once, Kira's going through the struggle that I've been going through for the last 10 years. I'm loving it.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
I love your despair, Kira. I love the fact that this is as difficult for you as it always is for me.
You know,
it's a great triumph for me.
It's been creeping in over the last year, and I can't understand it because I'm like, I haven't really changed as a person. So what else has changed for me to have kind of reached this stage where I literally do not know what to buy anyone in my life for Christmas. That includes you. That includes broadcast coordinator Adam, my dad, my mum, my brother. Like, I never want to ask somebody what they want for Christmas because I think that takes away the kind of magic of receiving a gift.
Well, you see, can I give everybody some context here as well as to why this is so important? Because usually, Kira is the absolute SWAT class prefect, overachieving.
I thought you were going to say a really nice person.
No.
Who thinks
and
really
thoughtful always
gifts.
Gets great gifts, always outshines everyone with how good, how tailored, how pinpoint accurate her thoughtful gifts are, that it makes everybody else look bad, particularly an individual like me. So when I then hear that you're in this struggle and that you, even your little tricks, because I don't know if we should say this on air, but I even hear that you contacted someone in broadcast coordinator Adam's life to try and figure out what he might like and you didn't get anywhere.
No.
Great.
Not that I want to name any names, but Cormac, seriously. But here's the thing. It's something that I pride myself
in. It's not their job to try and give you a suggestion for the person in their life's gift. You know what I mean? That's your job. Don't be outsourcing that onto somebody else, Kira.
But the one thing that I'm not good at many things, Chris, okay? And that is something that I would pride myself in is the fact that I always hit... You, come on, even you have to admit that I hit the nail on the head in terms of gifts and thoughtful gifts for particular people that I love.
Oh, that's what annoys me so much. You absolutely nail gifts for me. And I never do for you, which is what irritates me as much. So I'm really glad to... Why do you think it is that you're having such... writer's block or such inspirational trouble this year?
I've been thinking an awful lot about it. It's actually keeping me up at night, Chris, because like I don't say that lightly either. But I honestly think, I'm like, what has changed? I'm like, do you know what has changed? The world has changed. We're not socializing as much. We're not hanging out together as much. And those moments where I'd pick up on like, you know, what somebody is into in a conversation, let's say, I'm not having those as much.
Of course. I know you're I know exactly what
I'm
you
not,
mean.
Getting enough material to work with.
You're not having as many kind of, we'll say, offhand moments of insight where I'll go like, God, I really love that new pair of shoes I saw on that billboard kind of thing. Because you're the type of diligent person that will go write that down, even if I say it in like July. And you'll say, I remembered that. And then here you go. But you see, you don't have as much access to people, we'll say, anymore. So you're not able to do those thoughtful little gift things, which I'm loving because
and
it means
I'm in a total funk about it. Like before I used to like, you know, speaking of broadcast coordinator Adam, right? I would look at his Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And I would try to pick up on maybe something that he was kind of like into at the minute or, you know, whatever. I'm not on the internet as much.
Okay, so you're not able to get these same insights as well and kind of, I don't know.
And also, what do people want for gifts? We're coming towards year two of a global pandemic. You know, it's just things are different now.
I'm at that point as well, where I'm not just saying this, because people ask me,
but
what do you want?
What I want for myself.
You see, that's like, it, nothing.
It's like, you can't give me what I want. Which
no
is
one can gift
normality.
That to you. Yeah, see, there you go. Kira, I tell you what, I want COVID to be gone. Can you give me that for Christmas? I want COVID to be completely gone, for us to be back to normal, for there to never have been a COVID. How about that? Would you be able to deliver that?
And the last few years has also made me realise that we do not need the amount of stuff that we have in our lives. Because, I mean, everything has been stripped back over the last while. And that is something that I did make a realisation about. I was like, all this stuff, it's just, it's meaningless. And it's clutter. And it's capitalism. And it's, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I have really pared back, like, in terms of, like, clothes and makeup and, you know, all that sort of stuff, Chris.
Did you watch the Netflix special on the Unabomber?
No.
Oh, you're starting to sound like him. A lot of those same things that he said before he started like doing his bombing and stuff. Sending letter bombs. That's all the stuff he was saying.
Thank you for that comparison.
And you live on your own now and everything. Are you kind of like him? Have you just gone off the grid completely? And you're
just me and my birds.
That's right. It is actually. You're getting more at one with nature.
Me and my birds.
I'm gonna put. I don't know if Ireland has a watch list like the Irish government. I'm gonna ask that Kira be put on the watch list, just to make sure. Just to keep an eye on you for everyone's safety, your own safety.
I'm going to do something really unusual here. Chris, what would you like for Christmas? And also, I can't even remember what I got you last Christmas, although I know that it didn't arrive on Christmas.
No, it didn't.
Did you
got
hamper?
Me a hamper that I collected myself on like the 28th of January or something. God almighty. Kira, here's what I would like for Christmas. Really simple.
This has gone on for a while.
Any male in your life that is like that enjoys alcohol or will say that drinks, because I know there's some that don't.
Responsibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bottle of whiskey. There you go. Easy. That's it.
Okay, so you're not the first person saying
that
to me.
Just that.
But I'm okay.
I don't care
Chris,
about anything
else. I'll give you an example. Once I got Chris a bottle of whiskey, okay, for Christmas.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just a normal bottle of whiskey. It was like a really special
bottle
of whiskey.
Yeah, it was great.
And I got his name engraved on the bottle.
Yeah.
So like I can't just give a bottle of whiskey.
Do the exact same thing again. That's fine.
Do you want a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah. Go. There you go. Get broadcast coordinator Adam a bottle of whiskey. And me. Get every male in your life a bottle of whiskey and most of them will be happy with it. If not, I know it's an absolute cliche. Socks and underwear, because we always need them. There are a reason those things are the cliches
underwear.
That they are. No, that's why I'm saying get the whiskey. And for anyone in your life who you don't want to give whiskey to, get them those. Done. Kira, done. What do you want for Christmas?
I have no idea.
See, there you go. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to read your mind and know what you want for Christmas. Come on. Well, I'll tell you what, Kira. Do you know what's on the way? Shane Codd's It Ain't Right. Poor Kira is in a funk. But right now, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Kira, All I Want for Christmas is you.
Universe taunting me.
Right?
Chris, please. Please, no.
Yes,
Chris, sorry. I'm going to interrupt you very quickly to say, Kira, you should buy broadcast coordinator Adam earplugs so he doesn't have to listen to you. That's from Eric and Ennis. Thank you, Eric. I'll take your suggestion very seriously.
Would you like that, Adam? He says he would.
Okay.
Says he would like some earplugs so he doesn't have to listen to you. That's great. All right. That's what we're going to do.
That's fair. That's actually fair.
Can I have a set as well so that I don't have to listen to you?
Well, then, Chris, this is pointless, what we're doing.
I know. I mean, it would make the show difficult. I'd probably have to take them out for that. I don't lie. But otherwise, it'd be fantastic. All right. Eric, that is a great suggestion. Good for you, Eric and Ennis. All right. And well done, Orla. You got this.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Orla. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you up to today?
Nothing much, just going studying.
No,
and
studying.
And what are you studying? We had somebody else on yesterday, he was writing a 5,000 word essay, so what are you up to?
I'm studying ag science, and I'm in my third year of college.
Okay, so you study in exams or assignment?
Yeah, for exams. I have exams coming up now, the 15th of December.
Okay.
And how are you set for them?
All right.
Is there anything myself and Chris can do to help?
Yeah, I mean, can we help at all? Yesterday, the girl was going to cite me in her 5,000-word assignment she was doing. Orla, do you think you could do with any citations from me? Do you want me to say anything so you can include them in anything, or are you okay?
Sure, I'll send you in something and you can help me somewhere.
Okay, no problem. So are you doing, you're not doing assignments, you're doing actual exams. Can I ask, with COVID, like, are you having to go in or are you getting to do them online, or what's the story?
No, we have to go into the college. We have 6 exams now in person.
Like, you're talking proper sit down written exams where you're in a room, you can't like look up stuff or anything like that. They're not open book or anything. So you're proper
like
studying and you have to like actually cram in information.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, I hate those. I hate those exams. I'm sorry for you,
Orla.
It's
been so long since I've done something like that that I'm like, I'm transported back to the time when I'd have Christmas exams. I used to have like 12 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know, that's because I did arts. So yeah.
Did you say, Orla, you have 6 next week or from the 15th?
From the 15th to the 23rd, I have 6 exams.
Now. And how long are they? Like, are they proper big, long 2 or 3 hour exams?
Yeah, they'll be about 2 hours each.
Jesus. All right, well, listen.
You've got this.
No, you do. Absolutely. No doom and gloom or anything. You absolutely have it. It's just a big load of work.
So we're going to hope to fuel your brain now when you play our quiz of the week, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, you buy something with sustenance and nutrition now, Orlin. It'll absolutely expand your mind. It'll increase your brain power. You'll be off.
Chris and Kira's quiz of the week.
To a flying start. However, you haven't gotten anything yet. So, 5 questions here on the biggest goings on of the last week. You need 4 out of 5 correct answers, Orla, and you will win yourself that €100 worth of Just Eat credit. Good luck. Here's your first question from Kira.
Here we go. Shout out to the Republic of Ireland women's team who won 11-0 on Tuesday. But who did they beat? Was it A, Georgia? Was it B, Alabama? Or was it C, South Carolina?
Georgia?
It was indeed. Okay, we're off to a good start.
Very boring match. Very uneventful. You know, only 11 goals. Not really much happening in it, I have to say. It was very boring. Anyway.
I think once it goes after 7, I'm like, oh no, I begin to feel really sorry for the other team.
Even though we were winning, I was still like, oh God, this, like, I was still enjoying it tremendously. Of course, it's always great to see Ireland do that, but
it reminds me of what Germany did to Brazil that time. And it's just like, oh God. Anyway.
Sure, I even remember you and I noting at the time when we were on air just after that, the German manager like was actually filmed literally kind of, you know that symbol you do with your hands where you're kind of pushing your palm to the ground, as in when you're telling someone to slow down and you're kind of like, he was literally saying to the German side, okay guys, it's 7-1, kind of like, so we don't all get killed here, just take it down a little bit. But anyway, Orla, here is your next question. You're off to a good start. The trailer for and just like that, dropped this week. What classic early noughties US comedy is it a spin-off of? Is it A, Sex and the City? Is it B, Sex and the Countryside? Or is it C, Sex and the Forest? What do you think about it?
Sex and the City?
Yes.
It is indeed. Are you going to be watching it, do you think, Orla?
I doubt it now. I've never watched that movie anyway.
Have you not? You never watched the show or anything?
Series, yeah.
No, none.
Okay. You have about like a million hours worth of stuff to catch up on then, Orla, if you wanted to and just get into it.
Here's your next question. Who announced a Vegas residency for 2022 this week? Is it A, Megadeth? Is it B, Adele? Or is C, Dustin the Turkey?
Adele.
It is indeed. They must get paid an awful lot to do a Vegas residency.
Sure, because they're superstars doing it. Like Britney Spears has done it. Yeah. Adele's doing it. It must be
lucrative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
You're doing. Are you on three? You are indeed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's your next question, Orla. A recreation of an Irish pub won which prestigious art prize this week? Was it A, the Turner Prize? Was it B, the Nobel Prize? Or was it C, the Pulitzer Prize? It's a tough one.
The Turner Prize.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Yes,
well done.
Indeed, absolutely. The Turner Prize is named after the English painter J. M. W. Turner. There you go. It's an annual prize. I didn't. I must look it up. Okay. Finally. Is this your last question? It is your last question. Dublin's Kevin McManaman called time on his Dublin career this week. What did he win 8 times? A, the Turner Prize, B, the Nobel Prize, or C, the All-Ireland Football Championship?
The All-Ireland Football Championship?
Yes, they never let us forget. Congratulations, you got 5 out of 5. Well done. I have absolutely
impressive.
No worries about you and your upcoming exams. Think you're going to ace them. I actually think you're going to get A's.
Thank
across
you.
The board.
What are you studying right now, or like what page is open in front of you that you're trying to learn off?
Oh, I have animal genetics open at the moment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you're in luck because I know nothing about animal genetics.
Yeah, we can't even give you half-assed help on that because I couldn't even start a sentence on animal genetics. So we're going to leave that to you, Orla. However, you do have €100 worth of Just Eat credit. I mean, that's, you know, that's a consolation even if you have all these exams coming up. That'll help you through them, right?
Thanks a million.
Well, actually, did we ask you what you're going to eat? That's always a very nosy question of ours. I know, like, look, I know you've other things on your mind today with animal genetics and all that, but I mean, do you have any idea what you might use them for tonight?
Probably a Chinese or something.
Nice.
Nice. All right.
Well, Orla, look, best of luck, okay, with your exams and have a lovely Christmas.
Thanks a million.
Cheers, Orla.
Animal genetics. Yeah. Like, at least yesterday I could say something about universal basic income. I can't even give you one fact about animal genetics. But look, I wonder actually what Orla's opinion would be on cats on leads, given that we were doing that earlier on in the show. Maybe that's going to come up in her ag science exam in some way. Wow, I mean, listen, incredible as always. If you'd like more, subscribe, tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of rubbish. We will be back soon. But until then, from myself, Chris, goodbye, from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to